maintaining a certain level of normalcy during all these uncertain times. I did try to spare people, and I came up to my classroom so I wouldn't have a four-year-old and a five-year-old running around this morning trying to help us out with the meeting. But if it gets too monotonous, maybe I'll go full on Bill Nye and set something on fire. Other than that, just it's good to see everybody.
That would be appreciated. Commissioner Byor.
Good morning, everybody. Strange times, but I guess my take home has been that I'm a lucky man to still have a job and a patient family and a great place to work. For the commission work, I've been getting just mostly phone calls, and it never ceased to amaze me how deeply engaged a lot of our anglers and hunters are. And one of the big concerns has been the effects of the economy on the outfitting industry, and that they've really been spun for a loop. And I just wanted to acknowledge that. And that's about it, I guess. Having refuge out in our rivers and streams and hills and pastures has been, we've been blessed here in Montana, and I guess I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Commissioner Byor. Commissioner Aldrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mentioned a few things. I had to look at my two calendars for the last couple of months to see just how many things I had been involved in. It seemed like almost nothing, but in reality, there's been quite a few things going on that I think are worthy of mention. On February 19th, the Region 2 Citizens Advisory Committee had a presentation on the non-lead ammunition. And it was an excellent presentation. It brought on a lot of questions and comments from the PCAC members. And I think it's a lot of people are really waking up to the dangers of lead in many cases, and to the fact that there are alternatives that can be used. On the 22nd, I attended the Ravalli County Fish and Wildlife Association banquet and annual fundraiser. And that is an amazing meeting. They had right at 300 people there for the evening. And they were all engaged kinds of people, legislators, as well as sportsmen of all sorts and so forth. And it's just a great event that's kind of reflective, I think, of the activity of that group up there in the Bitterroot Valley and the kind of things they take on and the energy they put into it. Their money goes where their mouth is in all cases, and that's always admired by me. I wanted to note that on March 5th, I participated in the meeting of the Board of Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation on a conference call, and Commissioner Colton is an ex officio member of this group and authorized me to attend and participate in the meeting. Mitch King, the executive director of the foundation, welcomed my attendance, and it was my first ever up close and personal opportunity to work with those people. And it was really nice to get a chance to read the memorandum of agreement, you know, between the department and the foundation to see how closely aligned we appear to be on things that we individually take on in a lot of cases, but they're very much aligned. And in some of the discussion of some of the topics that they're involved in, it really fits with where I think we need to be and where they need to be support for the operation of the department. On March 11th, I ventured to Kalispell for a meeting of the Region 1 Citizen Advisory Committee. And this meeting was one of the most interesting CAC meetings I've ever attended. In my opinion, I think they took on one of the most timely matters, balancing recreation and conservation. The panelists for the discussion were Rachel Schmidt, who is the director of Montana Outdoor Recreation, Angie Grove, who is the chair of the Board of Parks and Recreation, Amy Jacobs, who's a wildlife biologist in the Flathead National Forest, Margosha Jatkowski, who is a director of the Whitefish Legacy Group that has a trail system there that they work with the public on a lot, and it's a really neat deal. And then Tim Manley, of course, he was a biologist from that area, was on, and it was an excellent discussion, you know, of people's thoughts about how we have to be very conscious of conservation when we look at recreation and how we manage the recreational opportunities as well. The other thing I wanted to mention very quickly is on March 7th, my wife and I went to Helena to attend the 85th birthday party, for if you will, for Jim Posowitz. And this was a really wonderful gathering as far as I'm concerned. And I know that Jim Posowitz is a household name for most of us. You know, we recognize all his writings and all his speeches and one thing and another, along with all he did, you know, when he was an employee of the Fish, Life, and Parks, are just tremendous. And they live on, you know, in their effect. So it was a great opportunity to be there and see Jim and a lot of his associates and friends and family. It was a great night. So that's it, Mr. Sherman.
Thank you, Tim. That's appreciated. Commissioner Stuker.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say hello to everyone. It has been kind of a quiet couple of months, being I've been calving, but before the lockdowns and everything went into place, I did have a PLPW meeting in Helena. There's a lot of issues on the table that we're talking about and working on moving forward for possible legislation action, or the recommend for that. It will be interesting to see what happens. We have another meeting supposedly in first part of June or middle of June. Hopefully things will be open so that we can meet. As most of you, I'm sure, I've received quite a few emails and calls on the Madison. And as Pat indicated, I did talk to a couple outfitters there who, and this was early March, said that they had had 70 to 80% of their clientele cancel out up through May. So if that continues, it's going to be a very lean year for them. I also attended a meeting in Haver on Fresno Reservoir. The local people in Haver are concerned that we're no longer stocking Fresno as we did in the past, and that the opportunity for anglers has greatly decreased, and it is hurting the economy of the Haver Hill County area because those anglers are now moving down to Nelson Reservoir down by Malta, which we are doing a lot of stocking on. So it was a good meeting, and there was about 60 individuals showed up. So that was a very good turnout. And that's about it from here.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. It's good to see everybody sporting. It's good to see Rich sporting his Bobcat colors. We've got a little bit of contrast with Pat and his, and we've got some Grizzly support there. Logan's staying neutral on this, but
I could go wave my Vandal flag, but
okay, we'll save that. This is the Montana Fish and Game Commission. Much like you folks, you know, of course, the travel has come to a halt, but people have continued to call and, of course, send a lot of emails. The Madison probably being the bulk of the comment, not just with our Madison process, but, with the release of the most recent fish counts and a lot of discussion about that. And, of course, we've been working for a little while last week and into this week preparing for this meeting and to hold it in this format. And, you know, this is the first time we've done this. We have practice. We're hoping it'll go smoothly. But there's bound to be some glitches. So those that want to participate, we're excited that we can provide you this opportunity, even in these circumstances. But you're going to maybe need to bear with us as we start this process. But we'll try to move efficiently, but in a way that allows us to gather comment if available. And before items go up for a vote or discussion or comment, I'll kind of have a redundant sort of reminder people of how the process is going to work. So with that, again, it's good to see everybody. And Director Williams, your report, please.